Calliope, how could you do this?
Nathaniel paced the drawing room, his footsteps knocking against the bare wooden floor in a wild rhythm. He just couldn't get the image of the man stabbing at his dog, his wife, and his sisters out of his mind. He'd returned earlier today from the Admiralty, holding the list of sailors on all five vessels, feeling completely triumphant. But the house was empty, and he'd asked Mrs. Nicholson where Calliope and his sisters were, only to find out she'd taken them shopping. Wanting to finally buy something for them himself, he'd followed them to Bond Street, only to see them turning that corner with a strange man on their heels. He remembered the utter horror as he'd imagined what the man could do. The memories of his mother and that terrible night when he couldn't protect her clamped him in a cold, sharp vice. He'd hurried after them, thankfully reaching them in time. But after the man ran away, Nathaniel and Argos hadn't been able to find him. The poor dog had gotten two cuts, though not deep. Nathaniel had cleaned and treated the wounds. But that could have been one of his sisters, or his wife.
How could I? Calliope demanded. I didn't ask that man to follow us. Yes, brother, said Violet, who had Miss Farrington on her lap.
The little beast was curled in a ball and purring loudly, her nose hidden in her tail.
Calliope didn't ask for a burglar to follow us.
Nathaniel brushed both of his hands through his hair, some locks falling from the tie at the back of his head.
Yes, he was a burglar, said Poppy. He saw the boxes with our new pretty bonnets and thought we'd be easy targets.
Nathaniel shook his head in quiet fury. He saw some logic in that, but the image of the dead flowers sent to Calliope asking her to stop digging hadn't left his mind.
Well, said Calliope quietly, looking at her feet. He actually wasn't a burglar.
What?
Nathaniel barked.
What?
The girls echoed. Nathaniel absolutely hated the glint of excitement and intrigue in their eyes. Why weren't they afraid like he was? How could they not know what men like that could do to women? That it wasn't a game to play, that they could lie in pools of blood with their chests and hearts unmoving, forever gone.
He wasn't a burglar, said Calliope. How do you know? Asked Hazel. I thought he followed us to the alley with his knife to steal your purse. Well, no regular burglar would do that during the daylight on the busiest street in London. He was dressed like a working man, which was clearly camouflage. A true thug desperate enough to rob ladies next to a busy street would be dressed much worse. And then his knife. It was too sharp, too new. I think he didn't want money.
Her blue eyes met with his, and he saw exactly what she was thinking. It was someone connected to those flowers, someone connected to Spencer's disappearance.
It was because you didn't stay away, he roared. I told you to stay away from your damned investigation, and you didn't. And now you endangered my sisters, my dog, and you endangered yourself. All of you!
He moved his arm in a large circle, indicating all four females.
Are forbidden from taking a single step out of this house! A single step!
Calliope almost shrank visibly from the power of his voice.
What investigation?
Asked Poppy in a small but terribly curious voice.